Good morning, everyone. This is continuing the last idea from last week's talk, which was the four perspectives, Shumi, Muli, Simni, and Dimphi. And we're starting today with the basic explanation, which comes from the August Mamsani. This is one of our most delightful Mamsani, naming the four different focuses of consciousness. The intelligence within each one of these four can and has taken lifetimes to know, to memorize, to investigate, cognize, and expand the mind into the depths which are there to be explored. But imagine this month gaining a superconscious glimpse of all four of these perspectives at one time. Shumif is the perspective of awareness flowing through the mind itself being unmoved. The Simnif perspective is its opposite. The mind is moving and the intelligence of the person observing, such as a scientist looking through a microscope into the inner workings of matter, is stationary. The Mulif perspective is the way of words, the way of the scholars of philosophical intellect. Its opposite is the Dimphi perspective, which is just now coming into focus on this planet through the newly found abilities of being able to communicate with Mahadevas, Devas and beings of all kinds on other planets, such as the Pleiades in this galaxy and beyond. Those in this perspective are not aware of being the center of all things, the Shumif perspective. Nor are they aware of the world's many philosophies, the Mulif perspective. Nor are they much concerned about the nature of a drop of water, the Simnif perspective. Their minds fly high, Dimphi. These are four names that capture and categorize consciousness into four divisions. Saivism can well name all four. A fully developed Saivite should be able to experience at will each of these four perspectives. Consciously live in two, three or more at the same time as did the rishis of yore. I like the word perspective. I think that's a helpful way of approaching each of these four. There are different perspectives, different ways of looking at the same thing. So Shumif, we're all familiar with Shumif, that's the way we meditate. In Shumif, we stay with inside ourselves. We don't try and experience a second being. Simnif, we generally don't think much about Simnif, but science, but it relates to aspects of Saivism such as nutrition for meditation. What we eat is based upon our understanding of physical matter. Hatha yoga, pranayama, they affect physical matter, so we encompass it. Not as much as the other perspectives, but it's there. Scientific perspective, understanding matter. Mulif is philosophy. So whenever we're dealing in concepts without the actual experience, that's the philosophical approach. We say the Atman is Brahman. Well, unless we're experiencing that, it's philosophy. And its opposite is Dimphi, which, in case you didn't remember that one, you may be surprised that Gurudeva not only has Mahadevas and Devas, but beings on other planets in there as well, because, or channeling. Some people channel certain interplane beings. That's a form of Dimphi when we're dealing with another being and focused on the other being. So Gurudeva continues here. In Shumnam meditation, the Shumi perspective of the three worlds and seven dimensions of the mind does not involve us in the knowledge of the devas and mahadevas who live in the inner worlds. You would be experiencing through the Shumi perspective exactly what the devas would experience in the second and third world were they to meditate upon the Shum concepts. Shumi is pure Advaita. When we become conscious of devas, mahadevas, or our personal deity, we have transferred our perspective into what is called the Dimphi perspective, which is pure Dvaitist. That's a good description of our way of meditating. When you look at all the different ways of meditating, some of them involve focusing on the deity. So you're sitting there in meditation, but you're focused on, say, the Nataraja image. That's not our style of meditation. Our style of meditation is there's no second being. You're simply exploring yourself. You are an awareness. You as awareness are moving around through consciousness. And you're not trying to run into anybody else. You're just trying to explore your own consciousness. The Siddhanta philosophy is approached from the Muli perspective when it is intellectually studied. And of course, Vanasana, Hatha Yoga, the knowledge of Pranayama, Kalibasa, and the currents of the physical body all relate to the Simni for scientific perspective. This is interesting. Approaching a psychological problem from the different perspectives. To psychoanalyze your problems would be in the Muli perspective. So you're dealing with words, you're dealing with concepts, nothing else. Trying to solve them through intellectual concepts. To take them to the feet of Lord Murugan would be the Dimphi perspective, or we're trying to solve something through the deity's grace. To move awareness away from the problem into a happier state of mind and then look back and understand the karmas involved is the Shumi perspective, where you're moving your awareness to a deeper state of mind and able to see it with some intuition. To be injected by a psychiatrist with a chemical drug to alleviate the problem would be the Simni perspective. Interesting way of solving a problem. The Dimphi perspective is very intriguing. It is definitely the path of bhakti, karma yoga, and there is always a god, deva, outer space person to be beholden to. One not need to know much philosophy to be in this perspective. People of all religions are here. The Dimphi perspective blended together with the Muli perspective releases the powers of philosophy and creates a monistic and pluralistic Saiva Siddhantan in one person. Breaking through the barrier from the Dimphi to the Muli is easy. It does take study, coaching from an accomplished adept. When the two are blended, Vedanta and Siddhanta merge. When these two perspectives are blended with the Shumi perspective, monistic Saiva Siddhanta bursts forth in all of its fullness. And when these three perspectives are blended with Simni, monistic Saiva Siddhantans can then contribute to the betterment of this generation and the generations to come. The Simni perspective sees into the mechanism of growing things, what's in the earth making everything work, what's in the egg, what's in the DNA. For the Advaita Saiva Siddhantan, the inner Siddhas, powers begin to mature when these four perspectives are held within the superconscious mind consciously for long periods of time. This is called the dinamif state. When in dinamif, individual awareness can flow through all perspectives of the mind, discover and become aware of what everyone is doing on this planet, other planets, and the in-between. No secret is too small that individual awareness traveling into it cannot unravel its intricate depths. Dinamif is the Om Namah Shivaya.